Hello, everybody. It's time for another edition of the JMRA podcast as we recap Sunday's events in 10 minutes. As we explained last week, we're going to do the Sunday recap of the games in 10 minutes. So it's quick and easy. We can have a good time. We can chit-chat without slamming you over the head with 2 hours of football talk, because I could talk your ear off forever. Couple reminders. Number one, you can check us out on the blog, joemontanasrightarm.com. Also on Twitter, at joemsrightarm. Without further ado, let's get into it. Now, as a disclaimer, I was considering doing a separate podcast about the Eagles-Cowboys game just because of all the just pure insanity that went on during the course of the game. But we'll see how this goes. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. Stay tuned. We'll see how my rage level goes with this as the podcast wears on. That's where we'll start the game of the week. Not a lot to cheer about if you're an Eagles fan. Eagles lose to the Cowboys 20-10, and it wasn't even that close. The big news out of this game isn't exactly right away how badly the Eagles played, because we'll get to that in a second. But it is the injury suffered by Tony Romo, broken left clavicle. He is out reportedly 8 to 10 weeks for the Cowboys. And, I mean, you can say what you want about Brandon Whedon's performance afterwards. 7-7. Played well, actually. Played a lot better than I thought he would. This is going to hurt the Cowboys season significantly because of the Dez Bryant injury on top of it. You now have Tony Romo out. Dez Bryant out. Going to be tough to imagine Dallas being able to compete at a productive level. Now, having said that, because of what's going on in the NFC East, when Romo and Bryant come back, who knows what shape that division will be in. That is a mess. And that is the transition to the Eagles. I have been watching football as an Eagles fan since the late 80s. So I really got into football watching Eagles in 88, really jumped in the NFL as a whole in 89. That was as bad of a performance offensively as I've seen from any version of the Eagles. Even the bad Eagles teams in the late 90s. Pre-McNabb Reed. That was terrible. 21 yards of total offense in the first half. DeMarco Murray, 13 carries, 2 yards. They had a block punt return for a touchdown. They should have been trailing by more than 6-0 at halftime. The fact that they were down just by 6 was highway robbery. An utter disgrace of a performance by the Eagles. You know, this team held the ball for 19 minutes. Sam Bradford threw 2 interceptions, 2 of 11 on third downs. You have to ask yourself, do the Eagles really want DeMarco Murray? I know you're thinking, well, they're not going to get rid of him. I get that. He's carried the ball now in 2 games 21 times for 11 yards. Why is he here? Why is he here if you're not going to use him? That is one of the big issues the Eagles have to mull over as they get ready for the Jets. Elsewhere around the league, I could have gone on another 20 minutes. I got a lot of mo about that game, as Clover Lang once said. In Green Bay, the Packers come up with a big win over Seattle, 27-17. Aaron Rodgers, 236 yards, 2 TDs. Russell Wilson threw 2 TDs as well, but was also intercepted. Seahawks fall to 0-2. They have some problems, folks. The defense isn't playing well, obviously, without Cam Chancellor, and they're not running the ball either. Marshawn Lynch, 15 carries, 41 yards. And this is the second game in a row now. And you can include the NFC title game, because they did for 3 quarters up until that implosion in the 4th quarter in the title game. They're out playing Seattle. And I think you're seeing a little bit of a transition here away from the Seahawks. Now, a lot of football needs to be played. But the Packers have figured this thing out enough to be able to turn the tide against the Seahawks. So some big stuff coming out of that game. Eddie Lacy left with an ankle injury. Monitor that, especially if you're a fantasy guy. I have Eddie Lacy on one of my fantasy squads, and I was sweating bullets during the game because I needed to perform well to win the game, and now I'm not going to win the game. But anyhow, yeah, keep your eye on that. That could be an issue for the Packers. That's the thing that has to scare you about Green Bay moving forward, just their overall health. Packers go to 2-0 now. In Buffalo, the Patriots, 40-32 game, a win over the Bills. If you just looked at the score, you'd say, oh, well, pretty similar to week one. The Patriots give up a lot of points. Weird game. The Bills ran right down the field and scored on the Patriots early to grab a 7-0 lead. And then after that, it was all New England up until late in the fourth quarter. The Patriots led at one point, 37-13, and then they got sloppy on defense. Brady turned it over, and Buffalo got it to 40-32, had the ball back with a little over a minute left, and then Tyrod Taylor gets intercepted by Logan Ryan, and away the Pats go to grab win number two on the year. Tom Brady, 466 yards and 3 touchdowns. My goodness. He's actually playing better statistically than he did through the first two games of his 50-touchdown year in 2007 when the Pats went 16-0 in the regular season. Patriots ran only 15 times in the game. Brady had over 50 pass attempts, which will be something to monitor moving forward. The Bills, 14 penalties for 140 yards, including 3 personal foul calls against Kyle Williams. Awful job done by the Bills. Could not manage their emotions in the game. Dreadful. Elsewhere, Carolina 24, Houston 17. Ryan Mallett, horrific, 27-58, 244 yards. Cam Newton with 3 total touchdowns. The Cardinals go to 2-0, 48-23 winners over the Bears. Folks, the Bears stink. Carson Palmer, 4 TDs. Jay Cutler leaves the game with a hamstring injury. Larry Fitzgerald, the ghost of Larry Fitzgerald, 3 touchdown catches for Fitz. Cardinals right now, 2-0, best team in the NFC West. The Cincinnati Bengals, 24-19 winners over the Chargers. Andy Dalton, 3 TDs. Gio Bernard replaced Jeremy Hill, who had a case of the fumbles in this game. Bernard had 123 yards rushing to help pace the Bengals, who also go to 2-0. The Chargers drop back to 1-1. Interesting stuff in Cleveland. The Browns win 28-14 over Tennessee. Marcus Mariota, after the 4-touchdown week a week ago against Tampa, threw 2 more today, but committed 2 turnovers, fumbled twice. And as a result, Tennessee drops to 1-1. Cleveland moves to 1-1. Manziel, 8-15, 2 touchdown passes. Just pull the trigger on this, Mike Pettine, and just put him in as a starter. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be any good, but you got to find out. And Josh McCown's not going to do anything with you that really Johnny Manziel probably can't do at this point. Minnesota, 26-16. Good win for the Vikings to show that they have a pulse after that awful performance on Monday night. Adrian Peterson, 29 carries, 134 yards. The Lions were held to just 38 yards rushing. Amir Abdullah, the strong rookie for the Lions, just 9 yards rushing on the ground, 3 turnovers by the Lions. Weird one of the week. Tampa beats New Orleans in the Superdome, 26-19. What is going on with the Saints? They are in trouble. 0-2, Jameis Winston's first win as a pro. The Saints fumbled 5 times, recovered 3 of them, turned it over as a whole 3 times. Saints at 0-2. They had a chance at 23-19. I believe it was Mark Ingram fumbled late to cost him a victory. Atlanta, 24-20 winners over the Giants. The Giants were up by 10 again in the second half. Brutal turnover by Eli Manning inside of the red zone. He fumbles. The Falcons recover, and that swings the game. The Falcons from there go on to win 24-20. On a late touchdown run, Julio Jones, 13 catches, 135 yards. The Pittsburgh Steelers, all over the 49ers. Well, I think if we thought the 49ers were any good on Monday night, this pretty much confirms maybe we were right about them not being so good this year after today. They get bombed by Pittsburgh. Antonio Brown, 195 yards receiving. D'Angelo Williams, 3 touchdowns on the ground. Just a dreadful performance by the Niners. In Washington, little surprised by this one. You think maybe the Rams had turned the corner after beating the Seahawks?
Nah.
It's still the Rams. Lose 24-10. Matt Jones, 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. The interesting thing out of this game is what happened in the Dallas-Philly contest. The Redskins are 1-1. I mean, if you're a Redskins fan, I can't tell you that you're wrong for thinking you can win the East. I don't think the Redskins will win the East. Hell, I don't even know who's going to win the East at this point. Beats me. But if you're a Redskins fan, why not them? Because this division stinks. And the Redskins, hey, they're playing with some momentum. They'll be on Thursday Night Football against the Giants. Another surprise, Jacksonville upsetting Miami 23-20. Allen Robinson looked like Jerry Rice in the first half. He had over 100 yards receiving, 155 to be exact, and 2 touchdowns. Blake Bortles leading a game-winning drive. Tannehill had 359 yards passing, but the Dolphins couldn't deliver in the clutch. The Jags get a field goal late to grab the victory. Oakland, 37. Baltimore, 33. The Ravens obviously miss Terrell Suggs. And you know how I know that? Derek Carr threw for 351 yards and 3 touchdowns. Amari Cooper, the exciting rookie receiver, over 100 yards as well through the air receiving and also grabbed a touchdown. So a lot going on in week number 2 in the National Football League. We'll be back with you on the JMRA podcast. We'll see if I can summon up the courage to talk more Eagles and Cowboys. That was just a horrific, horrific football game. And of course, leave it to the Eagles to be a part of it. You can check us out on the blog, joemontanasrightarm.com. Also, Twitter, Joe M's Right Arm. Fun stuff, fun times as always. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.